This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, January 13th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Bad news for soybean farmers. Trump threatens tariffs for Iranian trading partners and new Endangered Species Act tools. Soybean growers let down by the crop report. Soybean farmers were hoping for good news in the Ag Department's January crop report. They were disappointed after the USDA said it sees even bigger supplies and fewer exports. The lower expected soybean sales to the world market are due to larger harvests and exports for Brazil. That, according to the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report published yesterday, U.S. soybean exports for 25-26 now estimated at 1.6 billion bushels. That's down 60 million from the previous outlook. Economist Dan Bossi of Ag Resource Company says the estimate for U.S. soybean exports need to come down even more. He said by our analysis, it needs to drop another 90 or 100 million bushels. Bossi speaking on the radio talk show AgriTalk after the WASDE release. The previous lost sales to China were just simply too great. Even though they're buying 12 million tons back from us, we're not going to get the whole Chinese program that we want, and it leaves us with a lower export number, I'm sorry to say, he said. USDA yesterday also said it sees the average U.S. soybean price for the 25-26 season, 10.20 a bushel, down 30 cents from its December estimate. The effective reference price for 2025 price loss coverage payments $10.71 a bushel, according to the USDA. House passes measure to revive African trade program. The House of Representatives yesterday voted to revive the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which provides duty-free market access for qualifying imports from African nations. It had been expired since September. Lawmakers from both parties supported a three-year reauthorization, which passed 340 to 54. Trump says he'll tariff Iranian trading partners. President Donald Trump says that any country doing business with Iran will face 25% tariffs on their exports to the U.S. The announcement comes after a threat of U.S. military action as Iran brutally cracks down on protesters. The president provided no further details on what business dealings or what scale will trigger the new tariffs. China, Turkey, India, and the United Arab Emirates have been among the country's top trading partners in recent years. But Iran does some form of trade with most countries, and that includes the U.S. New tools to protect endangered species from pesticides. EPA is updating tools to protect endangered species from pesticides, including BLT, or Bulletins Live 2. It's not a sandwich, joked Kyle Kunkler, EPA's Deputy Assistant Administrator for the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, during the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention. He said this is going to be really critical and central to what implementing ESA on the farm looks like. The BLT enables growers to zoom into a field-level map, see if they're in a pesticide use limitation area because of a listed species. Kunkler said there are two major buckets of potential risk the agency is looking to mitigate relative to endangered species, including runoff and erosion risk and spray drift. He encouraged growers to look at the EPA website and, quote, try to better understand how would this work on my farm. If growers can't figure out a way to make this ESA process work, Kunkler says he's concerned they will not continue to have access to crop protection tools in the future. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Rollins to launch Rural Revival Tour Thursday. Speaking at the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says she will be in Pennsylvania Thursday on the first stop of a Rural Revival Tour featuring numerous cabinet secretaries. We will be moving out across the country, really focusing on rural America and, again, bringing prosperity back, Rollins said, adding that she will be in Ohio for another event in 2 weeks. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin, Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Housing Secretary Scott Turner, and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Mehmet Oz, among others, will attend events on the Criss-Cross Country Tour. Also note, the announcement comes as USDA Rural Development is still operating without its leader, Undersecretary for Rural Development nominee Glenn Smith. When asked if there was a hold on Smith's nomination, Rollins told reporters, "We fully expect Glenn to move in this next batch of political nominees through the Senate." Rollins said 97% of USDA nominees, potentially all with the exception of Smith, are confirmed less than 1 year since President Trump took office. You can read more on Rollins' AFBF speech highlighting the USDA efforts and calling out California for Proposition 12 and other issues at AgriPulse.com. Texas Attorney General Paxton targets pesticides on organics in grocery stores. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is investigating, quote, major grocery chains for using pesticides on organic produce without telling consumers. Paxton is demanding that if Texas grocery stores continue using antimicrobial pesticides like Produce Max, they must, at minimum, install clear signage informing consumers that their produce has been sprayed with a pesticide and include instructions to rinse before consumption in accordance with federal law and USDA guidelines. That according to a press release from Paxton's office. Three major retailers in the state contacted about the investigation did not respond by the close of business yesterday. Louisiana senator urges crackdown on cornfield flooding. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy said cornfield flooding, quote, has enabled unsportsmanlike practice, weakened longstanding protections for migratory birds, and adversely impacted waterfowl populations in Louisiana. So Kennedy wants the Fish and Wildlife Service to study how migrating birds are affected by flooded cornfields. In a letter to Fish and Wildlife Service Director Brian Nesbitt, Kennedy says, quote, manually flooding cornfields for the sole purpose of attracting and shooting waterfowl undermines the foundational standards of wildlife conservation. He pointed to a 1999 rule that exempts areas classified as, quote, normal agriculture planting under federal baiting regulation as a cause. Data indicates that mallards are concentrating and stopping in regions where the manual flooding of corn has become widespread, Kennedy said. Beyond the migratory and biological consequences this rule has presented, the artificial concentration of waterfowl in more northern regions of the flyway occurs at Louisiana's expense, Kennedy says. Grants to pediatrics group can't be terminated, a judge rules. Federal judge has found that the Department of Health and Human Services retaliated illegally against the American Academy of Pediatrics by canceling grant awards. The Academy sued the administration over its changes to the childhood vaccination schedule, but by publicly disseminating information on childhood vaccinations, gender-affirming care, and legal advocacy, AAP has been targeted with public name-calling and other pejorative statements reflecting clear animus by current HHS leadership and officials, U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell said in her opinion. The judge enjoined HHS from, quote, enforcing or otherwise giving effect to the terminations of the grant awards to AAP, which totaled about $12 million. One of the grants was to help doctors respond to, quote, the unique needs of autistic children and other families in rural areas, according to Howell's opinion. Here's today's final word. The actual numbers that we would have to pay back if, for any reason, the Supreme Court were to rule against the United States of America on tariffs would be many hundreds of billions of dollars. It would be a complete mess and almost impossible for our country to pay. In other words, if the Supreme Court rules against the United States of America on this national security bonanza, we're screwed. That's the word of President Donald Trump in a Truth Social post yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, January 13th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.